Harper One and Harper Audio present Mindful Cognitive Behavioral Therapy, A Simple Path to Healing, Hope, and Peace by Seth J. Gillihan. Read by Sean Patrick Hopkins. A note before we begin. For notes on the text and the author's acknowledgments, don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider or go directly to harpercollins.com/pages/mindful-cognitive-behavioral-therapy. The content of this book is intended to inform, entertain, and provoke your thinking. This is not intended as medical advice. Neither the author nor the publisher can be held responsible or liable for any loss or claim arising from the use or misuse of the content of this book. Names and identifying details of patients have been changed to protect their identity. For Marsha Lynn Lighthouser. If you want to discover the truth about God, don't strive for things that lie beyond you. Draw your thoughts inward to the center and seek to become one and simple in your soul. Let go of all that distracts you, all you desire, and come home to yourself. And when you do, you'll become the truth you first sought. Meister Eckhart, 1260 to 1328. 1. Hear the call. If there's a common longing among the hundreds of people I've treated in therapy as a clinical psychologist, it's for an end to their pain. But my own journey through depression taught me that relieving symptoms is not enough. More than finding a cure for suffering, our deepest longing is for peace. That distinction is what this book is about. Most people who come to see me are dealing with some form of overwhelming anxiety, panic, constant worry, obsessive-compulsive disorder, OCD, social fears. Many are healing from trauma, sometimes recent, sometimes from their childhood. Some are fighting through daily depression or chronic illness or are wondering if their marriage can be saved. Others are desperate for a good night's sleep. In one way or another, they're yearning for relief from the stress and strain of life. People seek out my services because they believe I can help them find relief and peace through cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, the most scientifically tested therapeutic method practiced today. CBT is a straightforward approach that integrates two components: cognitive therapy for practicing healthy patterns of thought, behavioral therapy for helping us choose actions that lead us toward our goals. Treatment tends to be brief, typically 8 to 15 sessions, and addresses current problems rather than focusing on a person's childhood and relationship with their parents. I was drawn to this approach early in my graduate training because I wanted to relieve suffering, and CBT seemed like the most efficient path to healing. But after a number of years helping others as a CBT therapist, I discovered that I needed help as well. I had slowly dropped into a deep depression, and despite all my training, I was struggling to find my way out. Eventually, as I groped my way forward, I discovered something surprising and significant. I learned that CBT could be more than a means for eliminating symptoms, which was how I had been using it. When combined with mindfulness practices, it could also address questions of meaning, purpose, and even spiritual peace. That is quite a claim, I know. But be assured, this is not one of those books by some self-designated guru who claims to have finally figured out the secret of the universe and wants people to follow behind. I am by no means the first person to walk this road. My goal, instead, is to simplify the process that I found to be so incredibly helpful so that as many people as possible can experience it for themselves. This life-changing approach can be summarized in three words, making it easy to remember on the fly when you need it. Think, act, be. Descent. I was motivated to become a psychologist in part by...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?